USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thanksgiving Day parades across the United States went off without a hitch as many were taking more precautions in light of the tragedy that happened in Wisconsin last Sunday. Fans in several cities noticing extra security measures in place to block off parade routes. This as many selfless acts also take place on Thanksgiving. The nonprofit Operation Turkey in Austin, Texas has been smoking up turkeys and handing them out to those in need on Thanksgiving for years, and this year is no different. Volunteer Brad Boyette tells Fox News,
"There's a lot of people out there that are hurting and that, you know, would like a hot meal on Thanksgiving that just can't afford it. So that's what this organization's all about and what it has been for 20 years."
Operation Turkey cooked 10,000 pounds of turkey this year, giving out 12,000 meals to homeless and families in need. USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
The Justice Department is asking a federal appeals court to lift the pause on the government's vaccine requirement for large businesses. A brief filed with the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals says the threat to workers in the ongoing COVID pandemic is ongoing and overwhelming. This as a number of Republican-led states are suing to stop the mandate for businesses with more than 100 workers, including Arizona, where Arizona AG Mark Brnovich says,
"As a result of the hypocrisy of the Biden administration, people that enter the country illegally aren't being forced to have the vaccine, and yet hardworking American taxpayers are being put in an untenable position. The reality is what's next? Are we going to have vaccine stations along our interstate instead of way stations?"
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Biden family wishing folks across the nation a happy Thanksgiving. Biden spending his Thanksgiving at a billionaire's mansion in Nantucket, Massachusetts. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A U.S. delegation of lawmakers is reportedly headed to Taiwan to discuss military ties between the two countries. Taiwan Central News Agency saying five members of the U.S. House are expected to arrive on Friday for meetings with Taiwan's defense ministry and will also have meetings with the country's president. Reaction continuing to come in to the Biden administration's Build Back Better agenda.
President Biden attempting to ease American minds before jetting off on Thanksgiving holiday. He's telling the American people he needs his massively expensive social spending bill, or Build Back Better, to bring inflation down. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan, tells Fox News, "You cannot buy your way out of inflation.
Everything costs more is my take. A lot of the American people understand it. You want to buy a home, it costs more. You want to rent an apartment, it costs more. To put food on the table, it costs more. To put gas in your car, it costs more. To buy a Thanksgiving turkey or Christmas presents, it all costs more. And what is Joe Biden doing? Hanging out on Nantucket at a billionaire's house. If we spend $2 trillion more, it will help inflation? There's not a sane person on the planet who believes that."
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
"This is a time to put politics aside, spend time with your loved ones, and talk about what you're grateful for. The American people can be assured that he will continue to press to lower their costs and ensure they have more breathing room."
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a happy Thanksgiving to everyone. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.